Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of a tragic start to the Olympics. Hours before the opening ceremony at last year's Vancouver Winter Games, an athlete in the sport of luge died during a training run. After investigations and official reports, one luge official called the fatal crash an unforeseeable accident. Some, though, are now questioning that after a slew of Canadian media stories this week. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Are you ready?
Maybe it's a case of bad timing or extreme irony, but this week on the website of Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper, there's a video titled Take a Ride Down Whistler's Fast Ice Track. The same week, the paper is posting stories titled Deadly Olympic Luge Track, What the Warnings Were. At the end of the bird's eye view ride, you see the final turn where Nodar Kumaratashvili died last February 12th. You see the wall he flew over built up high, the metal pole he hit covered with padding, changes that happened after the 21-year-old Georgian slider crashed. The Globe and Mail and other Canadian media have been zeroing in this week on what allegedly didn't happen before.
It's more fallout from our exclusive CBC News investigation into what Vancouver organizers knew about the Olympic luge track.
Revealed this week, internal documents and emails between Vancouver officials indicating pre-Olympics concern about the Whistler Sliding Center track, the fastest in the world. The media reports point to one email in particular. It's written in March 2009 by John Furlong. He was head of the Vancouver Organizing Committee, or VANOC. In the email, Furlong writes about a letter copied to VANOC in which the head of the International Luge Federation expresses surprise that luge athletes reached blazing speeds on the Whistler track and concern that those speeds don't go higher at the next Olympics. Furlong writes, embedded in this note, cryptic as it may be, is a warning that the track is, in their view, too fast and someone could get badly hurt. An athlete gets badly injured or worse, and I think the case could be made we were warned and did nothing. Our legal guys should review at least.
I'm simply reading and trying to understand what this president is saying and asking my team, is there something about this that we need to be concerned with?
Furlong spoke this morning on his way to an interview about his new Olympics memoir, Patriot Hearts. He insists the email was just asking questions and not saying he himself was concerned about the track. Furlong says interpreting it as a smoking gun that VANOC knew the track was dangerous and did nothing is ludicrous.
I'm sorry, but it's very hard to accept that. It's a bit like saying, you know, you're throwing the keys of your car to your children knowing that the brakes weren't working. I mean, no one would do that.
All this week, Furlong and other former VANOC officials have said they followed every order by the Luge Federation to ensure the track was ready for the games and safe. The Luge Federation declined an interview request, saying it has given its views on a number of occasions and the facts have not changed. Last year's Federation and British Columbia coroner's reports on the crash cited Kumaratashvili's driving errors during his fatal training run and his inexperience in handling the demands of the Whistler track. There was no direct blame placed on the track design, although the coroner's report acknowledged that opinions on whether the track was safe seemed to be deeply divided. This week, after hearing about the VANOC emails, Nodar Kumaratashvili's father David said he was angry and he wanted further investigation into his son's death. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.